get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Well, welcome everybody to the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad that you're here joining us today. My name is Gary Willis, and I am your host. Some of the topics that we're going to be talking about today are Star Wars Insider number 141, Lego Star Wars The Yoda Chronicles, The Phantom Clone, as that will be coming to TV soon, Star Wars Kenobi, and the book cover and information has been revealed for that. In Episode 7 news, John Williams to direct the Episode 7 music score. Simon Kinberg talks about the direction of Episode 7. Episode 7 is going to also start filming in 2014. And Star Wars Episode 7 is going to be taking place in the UK. In Clone Wars news, we had a new Clone Wars story arc that's been revealed. Also, the 2012 Behind the Voice Actor Awards winners have been announced, as we talked about in our previous episode. And does Dave Filoni hint at a new Star Wars animated show? We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get moving into the news. In gaming, we'll talk about Electronic Arts, as they signed a multi-year deal for Star Wars games. And there are also now some new Star Wars domains. So does that mean that there are new gaming domains? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll also get into the story of The Empire Strikes Back LP, Part 4 from 1980. And in sad news, we've lost a couple of more folks from our Star Wars family. So we'll talk a little bit about Colin Higgins, who played the original Wedge Antilles, and Ray Harryhausen, who passed away. So let's go ahead and get started with the news.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Alright, move along.
The first item we're going to talk about today is Star Wars Insider number 141. It is now available, and this one is a good one to pick up. Some issue highlights I just want to bring forward to you is the exclusive behind-the-scenes pictures from Return of the Jedi are in this issue. Also, Yoda's first day on the set is revealed. Stuart Freeborn tribute, as he had recently passed away. An exclusive Star Wars fiction set during the early days of the Jedi. And the cast of the Clone Wars bids farewell. So if you don't have your copy, be sure and go get one today. Now we'll talk a little bit about LEGO Star Wars The Yoda Chronicles, and it's called The Phantom Clone. LEGO Star Wars returns in epic style with The Yoda Chronicles, an exciting, funny, and action-packed new LEGO Star Wars story told in three animated TV specials. The Phantom Clone will premiere on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 p.m., Eastern Standard and Pacific, on Cartoon Network, with specials 2 and 3 airing later this year. In the first of the three specials, a brand new character, his name is Jack 14, will enter the Star Wars universe. Jack was created by the LEGO group, and Jack 14 is a clone who has been enhanced by the Force. Now, this is set in the prequel Star Wars era, and the Yoda Chronicles features the one and only Yoda, the Jedi Master who taught generations of Jedi Knights. Now, with help from a fresh class of Padawans, Yoda leads the Jedi in a desperate fight to stop Darth Sidious and his minions from creating a new superweapon that could crush the Republic and win the war for the forces of evil. The Yoda Chronicles is written by Michael Price, who did The Simpsons, and produced by Threshold Animation. This special marks the first time entirely new Star Wars characters and vehicles have been created specifically for LEGO Star Wars. Building sets related to Yoda Chronicles and featuring Jack 14 will soon be available and be coming to you in August. So a new book has been revealed, and we have gotten a new cover for it. It's called Star Wars Kenobi. Kenobi is by John Jackson Miller and is due to be released on August 27th. So let's take a look at some of the information from the book. First, the Republic has fallen, and Sith Lords rule the galaxy. Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi has lost everything. Everything, that is, but hope. Tatooine is a harsh desert world where farmers toil in the heat of two suns while trying to protect themselves and their loved ones from the marauding Tusken Raiders. A backwater planet on the edge of civilized space, and an unlikely place to find a Jedi Master in hiding, or an orphaned infant boy on whose tiny shoulders rests the future of a galaxy. Known to the locals only as Ben, the bearded and robed off-worlder is an enigmatic stranger who keeps to himself, shares nothing of his past, and goes to great pains to remain an outsider. But as tensions escalate between the farmers and a tribe of sand people led by a ruthless war chief, Ben finds himself drawn into the fight, endangering the very mission that brought him to Tatooine. Ben, the Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi, hero of the Clone Wars, traitor to the Empire, and protector of the galaxy's last hope, can no more turn his back on evil than he can reject his Jedi training. And when blood is unjustly spilled, innocent lives threatened, and a ruthless opponent unmasked, Ben has no choice but to call on the wisdom of the Jedi and the formidable power of the Force in his never-ending fight for justice. Now, Kenobi sounds like a really great book that will provide some insight to Ben's life on Tatooine after Revenge of the Sith, but before New Hope. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about this one and getting this book. So as that comes out in August, I would recommend this one. Now, as we move into Episode 7 information, John Williams is set to direct Episode 7 music score. J.J. Abrams was asked at the Star Trek Into Darkness press conference in Berlin if composer Michael Giacchino would be directing the music for Episode 7. J.J. stated that while he thinks Michael's work is brilliant in the Star Trek movies and other TV shows that they've collaborated on, it would be John Williams that would helm the music score for Episode 7. Now, this is the closest thing to an official confirmation we have received about the master music maker returning to our beloved galaxy far, far away. So this is definitely great news. In more Episode 7 news, writer Simon Kinberg talked with Hero Complex about the responsibility of tackling the Star Wars sequels and the thrill of working alongside fellow screenwriters Lawrence Kasdan and Michael Arndt. In the interview, Kinberg talks about how they can bring the new trilogy closer in look and feel to the original trilogy. So Hero Complex says, so how do you approach it? Do you incorporate the extended universe or start fresh, go back 30 years ago? Where do you start? Simon Kinberg stated, we're really on the early phases of figuring out the details, but the spirit of the original movie is the thing that I fell in love with. So it's the spirit of that that I think will guide us. Hero Complex then says, Larry Kasdan said that what sets the original movies apart is that they're more about people than the films that followed. Do you plan to take this film back in that direction? Simon stated, completely. I think what worked so well in all of the Star Wars movies is the characters. I think the reason that they're different other than other science fiction and other genres is because George Lucas created a universe of people that you wanted to go back and see over and over again. And that's why it spanned and spawned so many different mediums, so many different generations, and every different language. You want to go back and see those characters, like I did when I was a kid. The Empire Strikes Back was the first movie I saw in a theater more than once. And I went back 10, 15 times in the theater, and I've seen it probably over 100 times since. But I saw it many times in the theater because I loved those characters. I loved Han, I loved Leia, I loved Luke. It was right at the age when I was old enough to start to understand the nuances of that movie. I think I was too young for A New Hope when it came out in the theater, although I loved it and it was my favorite film until Empire. And then really, that changed my life, that movie. That was great stuff with Hero Complex and Simon Kinberg. I look forward to hearing more from the new Star Wars team. So Episode 7 is to start filming in 2014. According to Collider.com, which has an article with producer Brian Burke, as he talked briefly about Star Wars, which is also producing alongside Abrams and Kennedy. With Disney pushing hard for the 2015 release of Star Wars Episode 7, production on the film needs to get underway sooner rather than later. Burke stated, quote, "We're progressing on a schedule to hopefully begin next year, or the beginning of next year, and the location is still kind of floating around in the air, all depending on a script and a whole bunch of other issues. As I just said, everything is kind of a free-flowing thing, and when we feel like the story level on this script and everything is really coming together and schedules are all working and pieces line up, we'll prowl ahead and Star Wars will be no different," end quote. Now this is no surprise if the goal is still 2015 release. Since we're almost halfway through 2013, I think we'll start getting news about the broad story details and information about the cast in the very near future. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for that. So it looks like Star Wars is going to be returning back to the UK, as Lucasfilm has announced that production of Star Wars Episode 7 will take place in the United Kingdom. All of the 6 previous live-action Star Wars movies have included UK production, and such famed studios as Elstree, Shepperton, Leveston, Illing, and Pinewood Studios. Kathleen Kennedy, the president of Lucasfilm, said, quote, "We've devoted serious time and attention to revisiting the origins of Star Wars as inspiration for our process on the new movie. And I'm thrilled that returning to the UK for production and utilizing the incredible talent there can be a part of that," end quote. And she also stated, quote, "Speaking from my own long-standing connection with UK with films like Raiders of the Lost Ark, Empire of the Sun, and recently War Horse, it's very exciting to be heading back," end quote. So there we have it. We are going to be going back to the UK to have our Star Wars films filmed there. In Clone Wars news, we had a new Clone Wars story arc that was revealed to us. One of the arc stars, Jedi Master Plo Koon, who's voiced by James Arnold Taylor, who finds a lost lightsaber while on a mission in a sandstorm-laden planet with a platoon of clone troopers. It's the beginning of a mystery, and one that will make the Jedi question their role in the Clone Wars and the universe itself, according to Filoni. Dave Filoni was quoted as saying, "The Jedi have been fighting a war with an army that was commissioned by one of their own, Jedi Master Sifo Dyas. But who was Sifo Dyas and what happened to him? The Dark Lord of the Sith has woven an intricate web to ensnare the Jedi, but it is not foolproof, and sometimes a small clue and a bit of chance can lead to the unraveling of the best laid plans," end quote. So let's take a moment and listen to that clip that was provided by USA Today.
Locate the source of the signal, Commander. Press on.
Wait. I think I found something. It's very faint, sir.
That is it.
Up! Up!
it's going and where. Whenever it crashed, it wasn't recently. General Cloak, the scans check out. It's a T-6 shuttle, all right. Serial number 775519.
I want the entire area cleared. We're taking everything back to Coruscant.
Everything?
Everything.
This sounds like another great arc for the bonus contents we will receive. I'll keep you up to date as more information about these arcs becomes available. So in our last episode, we talked about the great voice actors that were nominated for their outstanding work on The Clone Wars. Here are the winners from that list. For Best Male Lead Vocal Performance in a TV Series, James Arnold Taylor wins for Obi-Wan Kenobi. For Best Male Vocal Performance in a TV Series in a Supporting Role, Corey Burton wins as Cad Bane. For Best Female Vocal Performance in a TV Series in a Supporting Role, Nika Futterman wins for Asajj Ventress. So congratulations to James, Corey, Nika, and the entire Clone Wars cast and crew. So does Dave Filoni hint at a new Star Wars animated TV show? I know this isn't directly Clone Wars information, but Dave Filoni posted an image on his Facebook page of his sketches for a docked Imperial TIE fighter. Now what's most interesting is the caption that he listed below it. It says, quote, "It's hard to believe that I've worked at Lucasfilm almost 8 years, and this is the first time I've ever gotten to draw a TIE fighter," end quote. Now surely he has made sketches before of a TIE fighter, but the key here is Lucasfilm. Dave had mentioned it might be a couple of months before we hear something from him about what's been going on. That timing would put us right at Celebration Europe 2. So, perhaps this is his way of dropping a hint of what we might be getting in the way of a new animated TV show. Now the question for me will be, is it set up between the time period of Episode 3 and 4? Or is this a setup for Episode 7 by filling the void after Episode 6? Only time will tell, but this was really great stuff. So we've got some big gaming news that's coming out. First is Electronic Arts signs a multi-year deal for Star Wars games. The official Star Wars site has announced that Lucasfilm Limited and Disney Interactive are entering into a multi-year, multi-title exclusive licensing agreement with Electronic Arts Incorporated for the creation of new high-quality Star Wars games spanning multiple genres and consoles, PCs, mobile, and tablets. The industry leaders and creators for the best in-class blockbuster games, the development and publishing teams at EA would collaborate with the creative teams at Lucasfilm to provide audiences with all new gaming experiences set in the ever-expanding Star Wars galaxy. As part of the agreement, EA Studios teams DICE, which is the Battlefield series, and Visceral, which is the Dead Space series, will join BioWare, which has done Mass Effect series and Star Wars The Old Republic, in the development of the new Star Wars games. They go on to say, quote, "Our number one objective was to find a developer who can consistently deliver our fans great Star Wars games for years to come," said Kathleen Kennedy, who is the president of Lucasfilm. She also said, quote, "When we looked at the talent of the teams that EA was committed to our games and the quality of their vision for Star Wars, the choice was clear," end quote. Now, while EA Studios will develop the core Star Wars gaming audience, Disney Interactive will focus on delivering new Star Wars games for casual audiences on mobile, social, tablet, and online gaming platforms. Another quote, "This agreement demonstrates our commitment to creating quality games experience that drive the popularity of the Star Wars franchise for years to come," quote, says John Pleasance, the co-president of Disney Interactive. He also goes on to say, quote, "Collaborating with one of the world's premier gaming developers will allow us to bring an amazing portfolio of new Star Wars titles to fans around the world." Another quote, "Every developer dreams of creating games for the Star Wars universe," says EA label president Frank Gibeo. He also goes on to say, "Three of our top studios will fulfill that dream, crafting epic adventures for Star Wars fans, and the new experiences we create may borrow from films, but the games will be entirely original with all new stories and gameplay," end quote. So more information, including titles and development, will be announced in the coming months. So we need to always keep our eyes open for updates on future gaming news, and we'll keep you up to date as they come in. Now, to go along with this news, there are some new Star Wars domains that are out there. Electronic Arts did sign the deal with Disney to do these video games, and then a lot of domains got purchased. According to Fusible, Lucasfilm has registered a slew of new domain names that include titles like Star Wars Alliance, Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars Wolfpack, Wolfpack Adventures, Order 67, Bothan Spies, Gungan Frontiers 2, 3, and 4, and Wookiee Hunters. While it is unknown what will become of Star Wars 1313 and Star Wars First Assault that we already knew were in the pipeline, it looks like more plans are already in the works for other titles. So as soon as we hear, we'll let you know. So now we continue with our story, The Story of the Empire Strikes Back, LP, Part 4 from 1980. When we left off, the Millennium Falcon was being chased by Imperial forces through the asteroid field. After the chasing TIE fighters were destroyed, Han decides to hide the Falcon in a cave on one of the larger asteroids. So let's pick up with the action.
Luke's destiny has taken a different path. He approaches the planet of the Jedi Master.
Yep, that's it. Dagobah. No, I'm not going to change my mind about this. I'm not picking up any cities or technology. Massive life form readings, though. There's something alive down there. Yes, I'm sure it's perfectly safe for droids.
Suddenly, a raging electrical storm plays havoc with the X-Wing's delicate instruments. The ship plummets down.
I know! All the scopes are dead. I can't see a thing.
Thick fog blankets the planet.
Just hang on. I'm going to start the landing cycle.
Rocketing its way through dense vegetation, it plunges into the gloomy murkiness of a steaming jungle swamp.
No, R2, you stay put. I'll have a look around. R2?
A little R2 unit topples into the water.
R2!
With one great gulp, a hideous swamp serpent swallows R2-D2. Fortunately, R2 doesn't taste as good as he looks. The serpent spits him out and he lands head first in the muddy bank.
Oh, no.
Are you all right? Come on. You were lucky to get out of there.
Anything broken? If you're saying coming here was a bad idea, I'm beginning to agree with you. It's really a strange place to find a Jedi Master. I don't know. I feel like...
Feel like what?
Like we're being watched.
Oh, ain't put your weapon. I mean you no harm.
An ancient elfin creature, no more than 2 feet tall, watches Luke with questioning eyes.
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm looking for someone.
Looking? Found someone you have, I would say.
Right.
Help you, I can. Yes.
I don't think so. I'm looking for a great warrior.
Oh! Great warrior. Oh! Wars not make one great.
Oh.
Put that down. No, we... Hey! It's my dinner!
A gray-skinned goblin begins to rummage through Luke's food supply.
How you get so big to do food of this kind?
Listen, friend, we didn't need to land in that puddle, and if we could get our ship out, we would, but we can't, so why don't you just...
I'll get your ship out. Didn't help you, I will. Find your friend,
I'm not looking for a friend. I'm looking for a Jedi Master.
Jedi Master? Yoda. You seek Yoda.
You know him?
Take it to him, I will. Yes, yes. Come, come.
Following their diminutive guide, Luke and R2-D2 slog through the oppressive jungle bog. Aboard his Star Destroyer, Darth Vader is in communication with the mighty Galactic Emperor. The Dark Lord hears of a disturbing development.
What is thy bidding, my master?
There is a great disturbance in the Force. We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker.
He's just a boy.
The Force is strong with him.
If he could be turned, he would become a powerful ally.
Yes. Yes. Can it be done?
He will join us or die, Master.
So that was part 4 of the story of the Empire Strikes Back LP from 1980. Be sure to join us on our next episode as we continue on with part 5. As we come to the end of the podcast today, we have a couple of pieces of sad news that we'd like to bring you. First is that Colin Higgins, who played the original Wedge Antilles, has passed away. You can see him only in the pilot briefing room in Star Wars A New Hope. My good friends Mark Newbold of Jedi News and Gerald Holm, who played Tessic in Return of the Jedi, inform us that Colin Higgins passed away in December of last year, and this is the first time we've actually heard about that fact. So, the Star Wars blog has an article about Colin, and Gerald recounts some of their time together. We've also lost another member of the Star Wars family, visual effects master Ray Harryhausen, whose stop-motion wizardry graced such films as Jason and the Argonauts and Clash of the Titans, has died at 92. Quote, his impact is pretty astronomical, said Dennis Muring, creative director at Industrial Light and Magic, whose many credits include the original Star Wars trilogy and Jurassic Park. He said, quote, there was really nothing else showing in the movie theaters at the time that had the imagination or the locations or the fantasies that Ray's films had. They just opened our minds to the possibilities of what you could do, but also just entertained the heck out of all of us. End quote. Harryhausen's stop-motion effects were accomplished with fully articulated, highly detailed models that would be methodically animated and shot frame by frame. When viewed at full speed, his creations came to life and appeared to interact with the live-action characters and the surroundings, creating some of the best-known animated sequences in cinema. He also inspired a generation of film directors, such as Steven Spielberg and James Cameron, all the way to Peter Jackson and George Lucas. Spielberg says, Ray's inspiration goes with us forever, while Cameron said on Hollywood science fiction filmmakers had been standing on the shoulders of a giant. Meanwhile, George Lucas paid tribute by saying, the art of his earlier films, which most of us grew up on, inspired us so much. Ray Harryhausen is the true great of stop-motion animation, and he will be sorely missed by us all. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'd like to thank you for joining us here on the Galactic Escape Pod. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to get an episode to you, as I've been out of town with work. So we're glad that you joined us. If you'd like to make contact with us, you can always send us an email, podcast@galactic-voyage.com. You can also find us right there, new more news and information on galactic-voyage.com, where we try and bring you something daily. And also, if you'd like to reach us on Twitter, you can reach us at Galactic Voyage. So I'm your host, Gary Willis. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. Be sure to come back again for our next episode, and always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
On the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.